This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed to Beijing Thursday for talks with Chinese counterpart Wang Yi and, possibly, President Xi Jinping. Blinken left for the Chinese capital after talks in the financial hub Shanghai with the city's Communist Party leader, where he stressed the importance of a responsible bilateral relationship.
That is the obligation that we have and one that we take very seriously. And I think the direction from President Biden and President Xi was to continue to build those lines of communication, to sustain them, and again, to deal directly with our differences as we also seek to build cooperation.
Blinken's visit is the latest high-level contact between Washington and Beijing aimed at improving relations that fell to historic lows last year. However, tensions remain over China's supply of chemicals used to make fentanyl, its increasingly aggressive posture in the South China Sea, and its support for Russia in its war with Ukraine. Blinken arrived in Shanghai Wednesday shortly before U.S. President Joe Biden signed a $95 billion foreign aid package that includes $8 billion to counter China's growing aggressiveness towards Taiwan. TikTok's chief executive said Wednesday the social media company expects to win a legal challenge to block legislation signed into law by President Biden that he said would ban its popular short video app used by 170 million Americans. Seth Schachner, the managing director of a Los Angeles-based media and technology consulting firm, told VOA he believes TikTok's presence in the U.S. is likely coming to an end.
I wasn't sure it was going to move through the Senate the way it did. I know it kind of got appended to a broader bill. So I was actually pretty surprised by it. But now, given that it's been signed into law and the president signed it, both houses have voted for it, I do think this is headed towards a sale. And, I'd call this a deplatforming, not a ban.
This is VOA News. ByteDance, TikTok's China-based donor, has called the legislation unconstitutional. Critics of the ultimatum argued that it violates TikTok users' First Amendment rights. A transitional ruling council is scheduled to be sworn in Thursday in Haiti. Outgoing Prime Minister Ariel Henry said in a statement Wednesday the ceremony will take place at the Prime Minister's office on the outskirts of Port-au-Prince. The 9-member council will be tasked with naming a new prime minister and help set up a new government ahead of planned elections. Henry announced his resignation in March amid a wave of attacks by gangs in Haiti's capital. The outgoing prime minister had called for international assistance to help deal with gangs that control about 80% of Port-au-Prince. The U.S. says it will hold talks with Niger's military junta Thursday about withdrawing U.S. forces from the West African nation. A statement issued late Wednesday night by the State Department says U.S. Ambassador to Niger, Kathleen Fitzgibbon, and Major General Ken Ekman with the U.S. Africa Command will meet with the Governing National Committee for Safeguarding the Homeland in the capital, Niamey. Niger had been a key partner in Washington's fight against Islamist insurgents who have killed thousands of people and displaced millions more. A U.S. official told Reuters news agency Wednesday the junta asked the United States to withdraw its troops over disagreements on issues including progress on the country's transition to democratic rule. 8 coups across West and Central Africa over 4 years, including Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, have driven concerns over democratic backsliding in the region. In sports, the Los Angeles Kings have pulled even with the Edmonton Oilers in their first-round National Hockey League playoff series. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Kings have squared their first-round series at a game apiece by topping the Oilers 5-4 in overtime. Anze Kopitar beat Stuart Skinner at 2:07 of OT, allowing Los Angeles to steal home ice advantage. Adrian Kempe scored the game's first 2 goals, but LA wasted leads of 2-0 and 3-2 before winning. Kevin Fiala scored 1:46 into the third period to put the Kings back on top. Dylan Holloway quickly tied it for the Oilers 1:37 later. Drew Doughty also scored, and Cam Talbot had 27 saves in the victory. Holloway scored twice for the Oilers. Game 3 is Friday. I'm Dave Ferry.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. That's VOA's International Edition. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.